Nearly 100 years ago, Native Americans got the legal right to vote in federal elections. And in the last election, 2020, advocates say Native turnout helped Democrats win in key swing states. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, Native Americans want to remind both parties to court their vote.
In a ballroom at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, dozens of Native Americans gathered for the Native American Caucus meeting, and they received a special surprise guest. Welcomed by the crowd as coach, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, whose Vice President Kamala Harris is running mate, is no stranger to tribal issues.
What Indian country doesn't need is you don't need a whole bunch of gatekeepers holding the money and telling you when and you can get it and when you can't. To understand that the knowledge is out there.
He taught on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. And Peggy Flanagan, a member of the White Earth Band of Ojibwe, who is his lieutenant governor, would be the first Native woman governor in the country, should Harris win. She also spoke to the caucus.
So anything that you liked that he did, I will take full credit for. But no, seriously, we are in this incredible moment, and I hope that you are soaking it in.
About 122 delegates at the convention self-identified as Native American. That doesn't count tribal leaders from across the country who also came to attend other meetings in Chicago. Gina Kakuk is the chairwoman of the Menominee Nation in Wisconsin. This was her first convention.
Historically, our voting records have been low, but I'm seeing with maybe this next generation that they're very active. They're very active and engaged and participating.
Wisconsin is one of several swing states like Arizona, Michigan, and Nevada where Native voters could help decide the presidential election. And various tribes like the Menominee have ensured presence at both conventions. During the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who's Cherokee citizen, held an Indian policy roundtable.
I think there are 13 census tracts of opportunity zones in Indian country.
Current and former tribal leaders of the Lumbee Tribe, the Osage Nation, and Navajo Nation brought up concerns about outdated laws around land use and taxes that stifle economic development on reservations.
From our standpoint, every election has to have this energy. So I'll go from res to res like I did last election, and it's not any particular candidate, it's get out and vote.
That's Ernest Stevens Jr., chairman for the Indian Gaming Association and Oneida tribal member. He attended the RNC's roundtable and said parties shouldn't lose sight of this group.
And it's not going to be about any particular party. It's going to be who supports Indian country, who respects and understands tribal sovereignty.
Back in Chicago, for some, it is about party. Absolutely. One such delegate is Rodney Butler, chairman of the Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation.
Right, we're not just here for a good time. There's a purpose.
This is his fourth convention.
And if we can share our message with other tribal communities, other tribal leaders to help get this across the finish line, it was just for that reason alone, it's critically important for me to show up.
He hopes that he can help Democrats expand their reach to voters in the last few weeks of the election cycle. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Chicago.